Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of The Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss The Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in. Hello, it's Sunday night. It is, oh my God, it is February 9th. You know, it seems like at the beginning of the year just passes fast for the first 6 months. Then it seems to slow down for like July, August, September, October. And then we speed through Christmas and we repeat the cycle. And I know for some people that can be really hard because you seem like you're getting in over your head on a lot of things and life can be rough and you know, and you could have lost your job, you lost a loved one, your child has been kidnapped, literally these things are happening around the world, your child is part of a sex trafficking, or maybe you have been part of a sex trafficking. Life is hard, and sometimes through our hardships, we will see glory. And sometimes people don't want to hear that, but we have to know that God is with us. We all been through life and experienced some form of hardship. I know that. I have. For some, they want to give up and literally call it quits. Are you struggling? Do you need an answer? So tonight, you're going to join me as we read a short excerpt from Joni Erickson Tada. The message is based on Psalm 17, and it's from the NIV Encouragement Bible, page 719. And this is a really great Bible for a person who is really, really struggling with life, and they want answers from God. You know, is God really there? Does God hear me? Can I ask God questions? This would be a great, fantastic Bible for you to have, because you know what? It's okay to ask God the hard questions. What happens in life is that sometimes people, humans, because we're all human, nobody's perfect except the Lord Jesus, we sometimes get into the point and we tell people, you know, we don't mean to, but sometimes people will think that they can't struggle or it's not okay to struggle. And it's okay to struggle. God struggled with, you know, having to accept that he would have to die for our sins. A mom and a dad struggle when their child is dying of cancer, when your child is born and they die right when they're born, or you have a miscarriage, or your grandmother that has been raising you all your life because your parents weren't around, she suddenly dies, or your grandpa suddenly dies, or you are a grandparent who is raising all your kids and you're trying to get on with your life, or maybe you are taking care of a sick spouse, or maybe you're taking care of your mom and dad who both of them have dementia. Things can get really hard and it can seem bleak and overwhelming, but you're not alone. You really aren't alone. We're going to play one more song and then we're going to read that story by Mrs. Joni Erickson Tada. But before we do that, I just want to remind everybody that our show is sponsored by Kimmy Kim from Elations Radio. We really do thank Elations Radio for shouting us out, supporting us, and helping us get on Spreaker and other networks. She is on Elations Radio. She has lots and lots of really great talk shows on there that other artists are on, part of her network, just as I am. So go check her out. You can find her on Elations Radio. I really, really appreciate everybody. I'm playing a lot of songs tonight because I feel that it's with the topic that it's needed. And that's about it. I was trying not to say but I said Well, we'll have to go with that. All right, we'll be right back.
Lord, the way you embrace me. Lord, the way you love me. Your love and kindness.
It feels so good, God.
Who would lay down his life for a friend like me? Yeah. Father, he cried, hung his head and died. And you and I can't live. If the will we can repay him.
No, 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 no.
That's why we got the money.
Confess, I've often wished that I would just die, to close my eyes and wake up to the sight of my Lord and the sound of angels has consumed my thinking over numerous occasions, especially when I get fatigued and forced to bed with pressure sores. David the psalmist was no stranger to the desire to die, but his words, unlike those who promote euphemism, are guarded. They are carefully crafted to delete all things of death for the sake of escape. And I, in righteousness, I will see your face. There is no way I'm simply going to end my life just so I can behold God. Such a thing is contradictory. I must be righteous in my death and as I am in my life. Lord, I want to be with you. Now I confess it, and I confess my reasons are not always righteous. Too often, they are because life is hard. Make my desire for heaven conform to the face of your will. Joni Erickson Tada. And to tell you a little bit about Joni Erickson Tada, I'm going to look up the story, but if I remember right, because I've known about her for years and read a lot of her materials, she's an amazing lady. She's an artist. She was swimming out in the ocean, and when she dived in, I think she hit a rock and caused her to be have paralysis from, I think it's called a quadriplegic, but she was paralyzed all the way from the neck down. But she didn't give up. She's a fighter. She went on to continue writing using her mouth and painting, too. And that's one of the biggest miracles. So when she's talking about pressure sores, you know, that's what she means. And she does have a person who's with her 24 hours a day that helps her write and everything. And you'll hear more from her as we read. And that was from, it's called the NIV Encouragement Bottle, NIV Encouragement Bible, The Answer for Those Who Hurt. And it is produced by... The editors are Joni Erickson Tada and Dave and Jan Directory. This is an actual Bible. They don't change any of the Bible written words, but what they do is they'll, on the side of the pages, they'll have a story that they help share to encourage a person. And the one really great thing about this Bible that I really love, they have a section, and it's four sections, and it's called Questions in the Valley is the first section. And I'll give you an example. Can I be honest with God about how I really feel? That's just a question in the valley. Then they have the next question, question in the desert. Is it wrong to ask God why I'm suffering? Does affliction ever come from the hand of God? Another one is questions in the oasis. I'm too weak and broken to do anything for God. How can I possibly serve him in my suffering? Does God always watch over me? Does God actually determine the length of my life? And questions in the high places. And you can see that there's different levels of that as I keep going on in those four sections. But it's really neat. They're in each book of the Bible that they've added to. They didn't add to the words of the Bible or take away, because you're not supposed to. They just added a story and added those words and give you verses. Why is it beneficial for me to read and meditate on the scriptures? And the answer was, they revive my soul and make me wise. And they had Psalms 19:7, 119:97. To 100 in 2 Timothy 3:14 to 15, just to give you a choice there. And I'm going to go ahead and read the Bible verse that she was talking about, Psalm 17:15. And it says, "And I, in righteousness, I will see your face. When I'm awake, I will be satisfied with your likeness." Yes, life can be hard. It is really hard. And it is not perfect for anybody. And if people say it's perfect, you know, I'd run from them really fast because they're lying. They may put on a persona outside, but inside, by themselves, in their home, it may be something totally different. So don't believe people when they say, oh, I don't have any problems, everything's great. We all have problems because we're on earth, because we have to learn to deal with each other. So I just wanted to point that out to you. I'm going to read another song. I am going to play another song, and we'll be right back. I hope that the people who are listening to this, the ones that need to hear it, will hear it, and they will know that they're not alone. It is okay to ask God questions. It is okay to feel like, you know, that this is not okay. Why am I suffering? Why is this going on? All right? You're not alone. And yes, life can be hard, but you're not alone. Be right back.
Should I do this? I feel so bound. I just gotta break free. Let's go.
Turn down the world. It's time to get
sit in the darkness. I cry out in the night. Shadows all around. My life is full of fright. I feel dark upon me, an eerie mist of sin tugging at my heart, begging, let us in. Begging, beyond the dark I hear, calling on my name, a faint yet fervent voice, darkness I will tame. Steal of the darkness, eat this heart of mine. You linger, yet linger did the voice. Do not cross that line. Survival here is worth more than you can see. Reach toward the light, darkness it will flee. One night the dark was more than evil before. The voice spoke gently, open up light's door. I called out to the light, the voice bidding me. I cried out, I need you. Lord, please let me see. Help me get beyond the dark restraining me. Let me see your glory. Set this captive free. Then the evil shrieked. The murky darkness fled. Great glory shone around in the shadows dead. My life has another captor. The darkness stays away. The savior of my life holds the sinister dark at bay. This poem was a finalist in the September 2008 poetry contest, and it is written by Danette Kedowich, and it is Light versus Darkness, and you can find that on ChristArt.com. And it's called Light versus Darkness by Danette Kedowich. This is not my poem. All right. I just want to remind everybody that 211 in any of the states of the United States has referrals for counseling. And sometimes that counseling can be on a sliding fee, which means it may be no payment required, a minimal or maximal fee, depending on if you have insurance, if you don't, and what you're hoping to accomplish. There's also referrals for food banks, referrals for counseling for biblical and non-biblical. I think sometimes they may not have that, but you just have to check in your state. There's also, be quiet, that's my dog Zion. They also have referrals for housing, which can include HUD housing that's available in all states. They also have other ones such as Catholic Charities, which is, I know, available in Nevada, San Diego, Orange County, and that's a great program for somebody who has no felony charges, and they will help you with an apartment the first year. More than likely, you have to check with the program, be at a low fee, very low fee. They will help fund it, and they will help you find a job to get on your feet. Very great program. There's also programs that you can call to get help for domestic violence. If you're a woman, because there's not always a lot of shelters for men, but never hesitate to call because they do have that, and nobody deserves to be abused. Please call 911 first if you're in danger. If you've been hurt, get to the nearest emergency room. I know that's one of the toughest situations to live in because of, there's so many financial variables that go with that, and I'm not saying it's easy to get out of, but you have to make a step because it's for your life, the life of your children, and the people that are around you. Nobody deserves to be abused, and nobody has to be abused. God loves you so much more than that. Just wanted to let you know that. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. If you turn your face from Jesus, if you turn Jesus off in your mind, there can only be confusion, darkness, dissatisfaction, disappointment, and emptiness in your life. Turn on the light. Turn your face to Jesus, a higher power. Acknowledge the power in your life. Then his promises, his protection, and his loving care will guide you when surrounded by confusion and darkness. Some people may be listening to this to me, I don't believe in Jesus, but I believe in God. Hey, that's good. No problem. You know what? And I, in my church, I'm Catholic. Great. Good. No problem. Turn to that. Turn to that person, the higher power, and let them help you. Because when we try to solve things on our own, it's not okay. We just can't do it. I don't know how people do that. I can't. I'm not saying people can't. I know people can, but light, it's out there. And you don't have to suffer along the darkness. Talk to a friend. Talk to a family member you can trust. Don't feel that you're alone because you're not. And this is one of my favorite ones of a poem, and it's just an amazing poem. I don't think that they have the author's unknown yet. Yeah, and here we go. It's called Footprints in the Sand. One night, a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there were only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why. When I needed you most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you. I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then I carried you. Footprints in the sand. I hope that you guys are seeing that you're not alone. God, your higher power, is there for you. You have to trust people. And I know this is one of the biggest things I wrote today on Instagram. I have the biggest trust issue with people because of things that happen. But I've also learned that being a part of a community, whether it's a group of women, group of men, combination of both, people at your church, people in your work, you know, really good friends you've known for years, being part of a community of others and not staying isolated by yourself, that's when the times that you can feel that you're not alone or you're not, you know, that God doesn't care, because that's why he put us here. He put us all here to be a part of community and to help each other. We can't be I by myself, I. You need to help others, because when you help other people, it also will help you. When you're feeling dark and down, and I've been there in the deepest, darkest caverns of a life, when I felt no love, no family, nothing, but God was able to say, I'm still here. And I went and started helping and volunteering in other places and help people. I started getting lifted up because seeing what they were in helped me realize what I have and what I should be grateful for. And it gives your heart a warm feeling. I hope today that this message would help you see that you are worth it. Times are hard. I get it. There's been a lot of death. I know a lot of you have followed Kobe Bryant for all of his life. Some of you have followed the oldest Douglas of Michael Douglas' father, who just died at 103. You have your own family members who have died at the holidays or recently, or your spouse died of cancer or something else, or maybe not anything. So maybe you went through a hard divorce and you're trying to take care of the kids and you're the one left with all of the bills and you're just struggling. Believe me, I understand that, especially when it comes to divorce, but you're not alone. You're not alone. Reach out, ask for help, and you remember, you are amazing, you are valuable, and you are wanted. You make a difference in this life and make a difference to the people around you. Don't let the dark demons or the dark forces or the darkness of the world tell you that you are amazing. I hope and pray that you have a good week, and we will see you guys on Tuesday. I'm going to play us a song out. That's my dog. She's trying to get my attention because I've been gone for most of the day. But now she's like scratching up my arm, like, oh my God, you need to pay attention to me. I'm talking. That was, hold on, I'm trying to get back to the radio station. Here we go. You guys have a good week.
Yeah, our presence is traumatizing to a lot of you mofos.
Yeah.
They ain't ready though. The legends raised me.
Tell me, trauma,
problems, problems. Call me trauma, just believe it, you got problems, problems.